And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here in Point Loma, right next to Fisherman's Landing, and we have a great guest on the phone today for you, Ryan Dorr from Adventure in Camping. He is surrounded by the beautiful Eastern Sierra right now, and we're going to be talking about his amazing job that he has taking care of people in the Eastern Sierra. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trank 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trank 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Trank's reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trank's Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Another great morning. Today is going to be a very fun show. I've been really looking forward to talking about this because this has like become my new favorite thing. And boy, talk about a spot I'd much rather be about now, hanging out with the boys up north.
No need to get on a plane. Yep. Just get in your own car with your social distancing and head up to beautiful Eastern Sierra. Ryan Dorr is with us from Adventure and Camping. Good morning, Ryan.
What's up, Ryan?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, great to have you. First of all, why don't you explain to our listeners that have no clue what Adventure and Camping is, although those that listen to us, of course, know what we've been talking about it and Rick's great experiences up there. Explain to us what you do.
So basically, we rent travel trailers, like camping travel trailers, But what's unique about what we do is we bring the trailer out to the campsite that you choose. We set it up, we show you how it works, and then we haul it away when you're done. So you don't have to do any of the work of setting it up, dumping it when you're done. We take care of all that.
That's unbelievable. I mean, it's what a service. And you were telling me the area that you service. It's like you can pick pretty much all the prime spots in the Eastern Sierra, right?
Yeah, so we basically serve a territory from Bishop north to about Lee Vining, including Rock Creek, Crowley Lake, all of the Mammoth Lakes campgrounds. We'll go down into Devil's Post Pile when it's open, down into Red's Meadows. We service the Lakes Basin up in Mammoth, all the June Lake Loop, and then up into Lee Vining, including Lundy Canyon.
Wow. Dude. That's unbelievable. Now, Ricky, you had a great experience with Ryan a couple times. And, I mean, why not just stay in a hotel?
It's become our new favorite thing to do, period. I mean, we love it. And it's because, like, you're spending, in my opinion, you're spending less money than you would be staying in a hotel with all of the creature comforts that you would want anywhere else. And you can literally open your door and take three steps and have a trout stream, you know, 20 feet, 15 feet out the back of your trailer. Jeez. It's awesome. And they make it so easy that you can, you know, like when I was talking, you know, to the folks in the office, you know, about where to go and what to do and all the different things. And there's just so many different options. Like you can go into a campground that is super close to town, where if you just want to pop over and, you know, grab food in town or be close to the Safeway to get supplies, you can do that. Or you can be totally off the grid with a trailer that doesn't require any hookups. You know, they have things that are completely self-contained, and you just get to, you know, it's not the same experience that you would get out of a hotel. You're in the mountains, but you're not having to work for it.
Sounds way better. So at the Fred Hall Long Beach show, Ryan, you had this amazing travel trailer there. That's one of your newest additions. And is that like the top of the line?
Yeah, that's one of our largest, and or the largest. That's in our Ultimate series. That's the Ultimate 262. And that's going to come with everything. It's going to have a generator included with it. We're going to set it up with a barbecue, your camp mats, your chairs. We're going to include firewood with your stay. It's really the top of the line.
Holy mackerel. So, yeah, literally everything. You just bring food and refreshments, and you have it all. And like Ricky says, you're off the grid. You don't need – you have power. You have a generator, and you have your own barbecue out the door and everything. What an awesome deal.
But, I mean, everything.
Yeah.
Showers and, you know
– showers
and bathrooms and air conditioner and the refrigerator. I mean, it is luxury while at Creekside, you know.
Yeah, that's
pretty awesome. Yeah, all of our trailers have a stove oven. They all have a refrigerator. They all have a bathroom with a shower. And then they all include a basic set of, like, dishes, pots and pans, eating and cooking utensils. And then, of course, with some, like the one that you saw that we were showing off down at the Fred Hall show in Long Beach, we're going to even include your bedding, your linens with that. Really, with that model, you really just need to show up with your food and your fishing pole, of course. And, like you guys were saying, there's a camping experience for everybody. Whether it's, you know, you want to be close to town, you know, up in the Lakes Basin, up in Mammoth in the summertime, they've got this really cool program. If you've got kids, you can bring their bikes. You can bike down into town. And then they have a bus where you can actually load your bike onto a trailer, and they'll trailer you back up to your campsite. So you can ride down around town, check it out, and then go back to your campsite. And then if you want to be, you know, like Rick was saying, you know, off the grid, I don't know if I should tell them where your secret spot is, Rick.
Yeah, that was the first thing Gal said. You're not going to tell them about, you know, you're not going to tell them about this spot or that spot, are you?
Yeah. So there's some spots that, you know, just being up here and knowing the area and having done this for years, where if you tell us you want to be out somewhere where you're really not going to see anybody else during your camping vacation, we can direct you to those locations. And they truly are, you know, if you see somebody else, they're probably in the same situation that you're in, where they want to be out by themselves. And, whether it's close to the stream, or just kind of out in the middle of the forest, we can set you up that way.
That's pretty awesome.
I just hope so many people take advantage. I met Ryan through Bart Hall, you know, before we ever did this, and you know, I don't know anything about that area, or at least certainly didn't. You know, I'd been to Mammoth a couple of times, and I'd been fishing up there, you know, a few times, but really knew nothing about it. And it has become, it's become our favorite place to go recreate. You know, it's just
Sierra.
Awesome.
And you have just touched the surface, too. That's the thing.
That's what I like about it.
I mean, there's so much, right, Ryan? There's so many places.
There really are. I mean, and what's nice about coming over to the Eastern Sierras and camping over here and picking kind of a base area around Mammoth or June Lake or Levining, because then you can go out and do some day trips and explore the area, whether it's the Bodie Ghost Town, which is just awesome if you've never been out there. It's an amazing place to go check out the gold mining town from the 1800s, whether it's, you know, taking a day trip down into Yosemite, and seeing the sights down in there, but not having to, you know, fight the crowds down in there to stay down in the valley, exploring down around Bishop and the Bishop Creek area, you know, whether it's fishing or you want to go hiking or you like rock climbing or mountain biking, it's a great place to just come and explore the area.
And it's so easy. Like, that's the thing that I dug so much about it is, you know, my wife and I, not being experts, we didn't know the hot places or the things to do. Like, there is fishing opportunities everywhere.
Yeah,
there's lakes and there's streams and there's rivers. And, you know, I was so used to being Southern California lake fishing guy. You know, well, where do you buy your permit for this one? Like, there's no permit. You see water, you go fish. Like, that's what it is.
You have a fishing license.
You pull over anywhere you want, and there's fishing opportunities absolutely everywhere. And There is as back to basics as a bobber and a kid and a piece of power bait to advanced fly fishing to everywhere in between. And I mean, it takes no skill set. It takes no, you know, you have to know this to enjoy it. I mean, you can just go and enjoy being in the scenery and having great fishing, and then your skill set can just build as you go, which is what we're doing. You know, we knew nothing about it, and now we've just fallen in love with it. It's so easy up there.
Yeah, indeed. And how are the conditions? Of course, you're right there, overlooking Crowley Lake right now. How are the conditions right now, Ryan?
It's beautiful right now. There's no snow on the ground. I mean, of course, in the shady spots, you get a little bit of snow. But otherwise, it's open. Lake's open. It's a gorgeous day today. I'm looking at the crisp blue sky up against the white Sierra Nevada mountains. There's nothing better.
Yeah, no kidding. Once we get
it's
things
got us fired up.
once we get things rolling here and back in gear, it's going to be what could be predicted a pretty darn good season for sure. I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're you know, still kind of up in the air on opening a fishing weekend. We should know more information about that this week, hopefully. But we're ready to go. I mean, as soon as we get the green light. The campgrounds look good. There's not nearly as much snow as there have been in years past, so it shouldn't be any problem getting campgrounds open. Last time I drove through the June Lake Loop, the lakes were pretty much open, and we're ready.
So, you know, a lot of the popular campgrounds up there in the Mammoth June Lake area, they book up quickly. How do people, can you always find a spot to put one of your travel trailers?
We can. We've never had a situation where we haven't been able to find a spot. It might not be your favorite spot. It might not be the most popular spot right along the lake or right along the creek. But there's a camping option up here that's known as dispersed camping. And a lot of people don't know about it, but the Forest Service allows you to camp in certain areas of the Sierras, basically just out into the forest. You can camp in the middle of the forest. You pull off a dirt road, and there are some requirements if you want to have a campfire. If it's allowed, you have to get a fire permit. And you can't do that everywhere up here. It's only in certain areas. The nice thing about the folks in our office, the girls in the office, can help you with that, kind of guide you into, you know, where those areas are. I would say most people like to go through and either do walk-up camping, where they pick the campsite themselves, first come, first serve in the campgrounds, or reserve in advance. And folks that have been coming year after year know you can book your campsite about 6 months out. So, you know, right around, you know, January 1st, you start booking your campsite for the summertime. And although, like I said, some of the popular campsites fill up quick, I've never had a time where we haven't been able to find something for somebody.
So that was the thing that I liked so much about it, is the first time that that we choose to go up, we kind of went a little bit spur of the moment. You know, we knew we had some time coming off. It was in the fall. We were going up for Dallas's birthday, and we knew nothing about it, nothing about the service. But we decided to go, you know, in very short order. And some of the campgrounds, we were kind of later in the later part of the fall, so some of the popular campgrounds were either closed or booked up. And so we went to a way lesser, you know, we just went to like a lesser known area. You know, we got on the map and all the lists of the places that they went, and now we fell in love with it. So now we've been enjoying doing the, there's still campgrounds where we have stayed in the past, but I liked that as much as I did, you know, I got a list from buds that have been there before, you know, check out this spot and check out that spot, and we loved all of them, but now, you know, we like camping almost off the grid more than in some of the more popular spots anyways.
Yeah, and that's one of the things you offer too, Ryan, is all the expertise and years of knowledge up there in the Eastern Sierra. You can guide people. It's like, well, what are you looking for, right?
Exactly. So, yeah, that's one of the first questions that the girls in the office will ask somebody that's new to the area is, you know, what do you want to do? You know, are you coming up with kids? Are you just coming up, you know, is it a guy's trip? Are you going to be fishing the whole time? Do you want to be in town? And then we'll just kind of start, you know, sending it to areas. Our website, adventureandcamping.com, is very interactive. We have a list of all the campgrounds that we serve on there. It has a map that goes along with it. You can kind of pull up, like, you know, Google Maps alongside that and kind of, you know, see where you want to go and kind of play with it with the map that we have in our campground. And like I said, if you want to be close to town, you're going to want to pick something, you know, around the June Lake Loop or in the Mammoth Lakes. But if you want to do like what Rick and Dallas love and kind of be off the grid, I mean, there's so many different options. It just kind of depends on what you and your family want to do when you come up.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Ryan's a wealth of knowledge about the Eastern Sierra and about his operation, Adventure and Camping. I have a list of questions, but I know our listeners do too have a list of questions. But also today, what's going to happen is somebody's going to win Rollo's reel.
This is a big day.
This is the day, right? We sold 100 of the Camp Rollo's Kids at Sea 501c3 charitable organization to take kids fishing, sold 100 tickets to win Rollo's Penn International that was redone by Cal.
Yep.
Sheets, and then also your choice of any long-range trip, 10 days or shorter.
How cool is that?
One person that bought one of those 100 tickets is going to win it today, and we're going to hear from Mike Lum later in the show, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, going to be a great show. There is so much to cover. I'm so excited, just like Pete. Like, I've got so many questions to fire at Ryan. I'm stoked to have him down for 2 hours. We got all kinds of great stuff coming for you, and we want to hear from you. If you got questions for Ryan, if you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup and be part of the fun, we want to hear from you. 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Phones are already getting packed up. It's going to be a busy morning, but keep trying. We're going to get all of your questions in there today. And not only are we talking to Ryan from Adventure and Camping, we are also giving away such a killer prize. And in this first few minutes, we've just scratched the surface on how killer this service is and all of the great things that they offer. Well, somebody at the end of the show is going to get to experience that, because we are giving away a free night in your own Adventure and Camping unit. So you're going to get to experience all of the great stuff that we've been talking about and are going to continue to talking about over the next couple hours here at Let's Talk Hookup, a free night stay in your own trailer from Adventures and Camping.
Very
what
generous,
a cool
Ryan.
Prize.
That's really cool.
Yeah, we're so stoked to get to give that, right? That was awesome of you guys. Again, if you want to get your opportunity at this great prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Ryan, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. So much great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here, talking Eastern Sierra, talking adventures and camping, and having a lot of fun doing it, man.
Yeah, and Ryan Dorr is our guest from Adventure and Camping. And Ryan, before we jump into the calls, what is the smallest unit you have? I mean, two people, four people, the big unit to the small people, how many people can you accommodate in one camper? From up to down.
So the smallest we have is about 20 feet in length, and that'll sleep two. And then the largest we have is the one, like you saw down at the Fred Hall show. That's about 32 feet total length, including the hitch, which is important when you're figuring out where you're going to, you know, where you want us to park it.
Yeah.
And that one was, you know, 8 to 9 people. I mean, I don't know, but I would put 8 or 9 guys in there, but.
Yeah.
You know, a large family or, you know, a group, yeah. And, you know, anywhere from about $150 a night for the smaller one up to, you know, $300-$500 a night for the larger one, depending on what time of the year you go and what size, obviously. And we have about 14 different models. That's everything.
14 different models.
Yeah, that's going to include All of our prices are inclusive of any applicable taxes that we have to charge, and then, of course, our setup and delivery.
That's the thing that I dug so much about the service is, and we'll have Ryan explain kind of how it works. You go on and you get to take a look at all the different types of trailers, but you can do this as easy as a couple of buds, you know, that want to stay in a, you know, I mean, 20-foot trailer for two guys is very, very accommodating, but, you know, a couple of buds can have a killer trailer parked on a creek or at some killer lake spot and just fish, and a couple of guys splitting the cost, you're so much lesser money than you would be staying in a hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to bring the whole family and, you know, or you're splitting it between grandparents and families, I mean, you can have a trailer that'll accommodate everybody or everything in between. You really make it what suits what you want to do.
No doubt about it. It's such an awesome deal. Well, hey, our phones are packed up. When one pops open and you have a chance to win that one free night with it, your own unit at Adventure and Camping, 833-288-0973. Be patient with Adam in the studio. He's running everything. He's doing the phones. He's doing the board and everything, and we're grateful he's there. So let's go ahead and jump to the phone.
You got it, man. Well, everybody's excited. They get things kicked off and talk to Ryan. Why don't we start with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Ryan, it's good speaking with you again. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Hey, good morning, Don.
Hey, Ryan, what would you, first of all, your website is extremely interactive, lots of really good information. I've been going through it here while waiting on hold. If you know, what would your recommendation be for a trailer for, you know, two couples? You want something that's really nice, but you want to be able to park it in some of the little more difficult places to put a trailer.
If you had two couples, I would go with one of our larger units, even though, you know, we say that it can sleep up to eight or nine, something with, you know, you would want a little bit of privacy in between the two couples. So, you know, something like the Ultimate 263 or, you know, any one of the ones that have, like, you know, a queen bedroom in the front and then, like, the double bunks in the back would be great. And those, you know, anywhere from about 24 feet up to like the 32 foot. And so, you know, they can fit pretty much anywhere. There are a few of the campgrounds. And what's nice about most of the campground spots, when you go to reserve those, they tell you the length of the site. And then, the girls in the office are pretty good too about knowing, you know, which some of the larger trailers won't fit in specific sites. But yeah, I would go with that.
Okay.
We when we went through the first time, we stayed at a spot that the gals, you know, helped us get into, and then we went around and kind of looked at all the different campsites in the different areas, and we made, you know, notes in the phone of, okay, well, you know, next time we want to try this one, and next time we want to, you know, Pete, I think you recommended Lake Mary, and, you know, so we, yeah, like, we drove through there and we found all the different, you know, site spots that we liked in there and noted those down. And you know, just, you know, after we went the first time, we had a note of all the different places we wanted to try.
Yeah, and there's so, I mean, the list has got to be huge.
It's unlimited.
Yeah, it's huge. How many different locations, have you ever tallied that, Ryan? How many different locations you've put?
There's about 80 different campgrounds, and then the actual campsites themselves within all of that is like, it's over 2,000. It's probably about 2,200, something like that. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
So there's 80 different locations that you could be located in between Bishop and Lee Vining.
Correct.
Wow.
So cool.
That's impressive. All right, Don, when we get going here, time to get up to the Eastern Sierras. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
Have a great day,
you know,
guys.
One thing one thing I want to mention, too, is that when Ryan's talking about those prices, I mean, don't forget, some of those include the barbecue, the firewood, a generator, blah, blah, blah. How many days is the typical stay?
That's a good question.
For your people?
About 3 or 4 days is our typical stay. We have some folks that just come. We do have a two-night minimum. So, you know, we have some folks that just come up for the two nights, and then we have some folks that come up for, you know, 7, 10, 14 days.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So there's no, when your prices are quoted, there's no, like when you do an Airbnb, it's like, well, plus, you know, you have to pay this and you have to pay that. Your prices are inclusive, cleaning, setup, the whole deal.
Yeah, all of our prices include our setup and delivery, which is going to include our basic setup. And that's going to include you know, us bringing the trailer back, dumping it, cleaning it, and so forth. So we include that right up front. The longer you stay, we're going to discount that down. So, you know, if you stay 7 nights, you're going to pay less per night than you would if you just stay 2 nights. And then, we base out of, right around Convict Lake is where our base is, down close to the airport in Mammoth, as you're familiar with the, 385 right there. So the farther away you go from our base, we do, charge a distance fee, but all of that is included. And, like Don was saying on our website, it's very interactive. So if you pick the model, you pick your dates, and you pick the campground that you want, the price you see is the price we're going to charge. There's no surprises.
All right.
The other thing that I like so much about the website is you can pay for as much or as little, you know, additional accommodations as you want. You know, if you want to throw, you know, your chairs and your barbecue and all that kind of stuff in the back of the truck and head on up and enjoy the camping, you can. Or if you don't feel like dealing with any of it, I mean, down to the chairs, and it's the most ridiculous nominal fee. You know, you want to throw a couple of camp chairs in there, it's, you know, it's an extra couple of dollars. And if you want to throw the barbecue in the, you know, if you want us to just take care of setting up the barbecue for you, it's an extra few bucks. And if you want us to take care of the mat right outside, like, they'll do it at any level that you want. If you have all that stuff and it's just as easy for you to throw at the back of the truck, no problem. Or if you want them to, you know, you can tack on any extra amenity over the top that you want. And they'll, I mean, all the way down to them providing everything for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Ultimate Series trailers that you see on our website, we've got three or four of them, that all comes with that. So the a la carte options, like Rick's saying, the chairs, the barbecue, that you can add on to any of the models that don't already include it. But when you price out one of the Ultimate models and reserve that for us to deliver to your campsite, it's already going to come with all that stuff.
Pretty awesome. That's cool. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
How about next up we talk to Harry? Harry's calling us from La Jolla this morning. What's up, Harry? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. You guys just answered one of my questions, and that was the two-night minimum. But I have two other questions. Can you do multiple locations? In other words, if I'm coming up there for a week, can I be in two different locations? And the second question is, do you do anything during the duck and goose hunting season? Any facilities or any sites that we can use for hunting?
So we operate from basically normal, in a normal season, when we're not going through the strange times that we're going through right now. We would start parking trailers right around the end of April, and we go through the third week of October. So I'm not sure when duck season is, but
no.
It doesn't fall in that. Okay. As far as your other question of parking in two different locations, absolutely. We do have a move fee, a nominal move fee, but we are happy to – we have actually have people that like to do that. So if you know, want to camp in the June Lake Loop for a couple of your days and then, you know, finish out your trip down in Bishop, we're happy to do that.
That's a cool idea. Yeah, cool idea. I never even thought about that. That's a great idea.
Excellent. Good question, Harry. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Yeah, indeed. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. You want to get through 833-288-0973.
Tom in University City's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Tom? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Yeah, it's a nice topic, fishing in the Sierras.
How about that?
Yeah,
huh?
We'll take it.
I've gone up a couple times with my kayak last year. What I like to do is get out on the lake and just troll around, and I had pretty good luck catching some trout. And I was just wondering, I was up in the June Lake Loop. I was wondering what lakes Ryan likes for doing that, to be able to camp near a lake, fish from a kayak.
My favorite is Gull Lake, like the bird, G-U-L-L, and that is – it's a smaller lake. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the June Lake Loop. It's the second lake in, if you enter in where the Shell gas station is off 385. And especially with a kayak, go to the back of the lake where the tule reeds are and kind of, you know, kayak around in there. And I've had excellent luck with lures back there when I fish back there. Another great place if you're going to camp and kayak would be June Lake. In the camp, there's a couple campgrounds there. There's a large one called O Ridge, out in the open, great for families, great for groups, actually. If you have a big group of folks coming up with several different RVs, because you're kind of all camped together in these loops that they've created. But you can, that's one of the only lakes that has a beach. So, you know, you can go down in there, you can launch your kayak from a couple different spots on the beach, or there's a launch, on the other side of the lake. But those would be my two favorites. In that loop.
Some good tips there. And both of them have places where you can put an adventure and camping unit?
Yeah, so the on Gull Lake, there's an actual campground right there on the lake. It's, I think, about 10 or 11 sites. We did get a notice from the reservation sites that some of those sites were going to start to be reservable. I'm not sure if that's gone into effect yet. And then across the highway, 158, you know, walking distance to the lake, there's another campground called Reverse Creek. And that, same thing, I believe some of those are reservable. And either one of those, even if you don't get a campsite that's right on the water, you're, you know, literally walking
steps
to the water.
Away.
Yeah. All right. Well, good tips there. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up 833-288-0973.
All right. Let's jump right back into the phones. They're packed up. We're going to talk to Dave. Dave's calling us from ANZA this morning. What's up, Dave? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Say, Ryan, I've been camping in the Sierra since the early 70s. In fact, we're going to be spending the month of June up there. And we have our own RV, so we don't need to rent, but I've been in these campgrounds and seen you guys in operation, and boy, you guys sure make it look easy. And, you know, my wife and I, we do a lot of RV, and we've traveled all over the country, coast to coast, been up to Alaska and back twice. And I would say that if anybody wants to try RVing, what a great way to get introduced to it is do it through you guys. You make it so easy and, you know, get your feet wet and see if it's your lifestyle, because I know my wife and I really like it. My question I have for you is, if we're up there in the Sierras in our own RV, and if we have a problem with our RV, like if a water pump goes out, do you provide any kind of parts or repair service, or could you direct us in that direction?
Yeah, thanks for the question, Dave. Good talking to you. And absolutely. We do stock quite a few parts just for our own need, and we'll stock some of the more popular parts that we've been asked for over the years. And although, you know, we'll focus on our own units if we have, you know, starting with, but we'll, as we have time, absolutely, we'll try to come out even to your campsite and service your RV right at your campsite, so you don't have to bring it to us, or you can bring it down to us. But great question. We sell quite a bit of RV parks throughout the year. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll bet you have to do that just to take care of your stuff, right?
Yep.
I would say I got a cool story, and it was speaking of staying out there and them servicing the thing. So it was actually the first trip that Dallas and I went out there. We didn't know really what we were expecting. We didn't know, you know, one way or the other. We loved it. We had the greatest time. I think we were staying for 3 days, and we had it planned. Like, I think we both had the following day off. Like, we were out there for a 3-day weekend, and so we were, you know, we kept the extra day off so we could kind of come home and relax before we went back to school and back to work. And we had such a good time, we decided to stay an extra day. We called and, you know, hey, you know, we're having a really good time. Is there any chance of us extending our stay? And they said, well, we got to check and make sure the trailer wasn't reserved, which it wasn't at the time. So fortunately, we just added an extra day to our stay. And although it was just Dal and I, so we in no way did we need the service, because it was just the two of us, and the trailer held more than enough water and fuel and all those other things. But we paid for our extra day. We went out fishing for the day, and unbeknownst to us, they came out to the campsite, pumped the gray tanks, you know, from your showers and everything, pumped that out of the trailer, filled us back up full of water, topped off the fuel and the generator, none of which was even necessary to stay one more day, but just as a, you know, as a service thing. And we came back from fishing, trailer was, you know, holding tanks were empty, the reserve tanks were full of water. It was such
awesome.
A cool service that those guys offer. I mean, they definitely really take care of you while you're out there on your trip.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, Ryan, how many trailers? I mean, you must have a huge
yeah,
staff.
Seriously.
How many trailers do you have?
We have quite a few trailers. We've got about 60 trailers.
Wow. Wow. That's a big job. So that's why you need to keep a lot
yeah,
of RV parts in stock, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, indeed. Well, hey, you want to get through, busy phones, 833-288-0973.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a lot more of your info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I got to tell you, there's nothing like Italica for bluefin tuna, sure. But the newest model, the Speedmaster, what an amazing reel.
So you might be right, there's nothing like Italica, but there's something that's real close, and it's very affordable, and that's that Speedmaster.
Half the price?
It's literally half the price, and it's darn near all of the fun. You know, it's great gearing, great free spool, available right now in the 12, 16, and 20 size.
The 20 just came out.
Just came out. The 25 due to ship very soon right behind it. It's a fantastic reel. Like the size of Italica 20. It's perfect, fits in your hand, huge power, and excellent free spool.
Castability, it's got the power, it's got everything that Italica has. Close, but not the price.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Just over $300 for a reel that is very capable of taking fish in excess of 150 pounds.
There you go. Check it out, the new Speedmaster at your local Shimano dealer.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, broadcasting live from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, beautiful Point Loma.
Indeed, it's a beautiful day. A good day to get out on the water and go fishing, hopefully. Hey, I want to mention that Adam Clark, our other Adam, our main Adam that is in charge of all our app and stuff, has done a phenomenal job in posting our Let's Talk Hookup archives, both on the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, as well as on our app, the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is free in the App Store or the Google Play Store. It's a free app. You should have it on your phone or your smart device if you don't already. It's a great way to take Let's Talk Hookup anywhere you want to go. But he's got those archives posted right after the show. Adam in the studio there sends to Adam, who's working remotely, and we get him up as soon as possible. So thanks to Adam Clark for all his hard work and everybody who's associated with Let's Talk Hookup. We're very appreciative of everything we've been able to do to be able to carry on here.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly.
Indeed. Hey, let's go. We have Ryan Dorr from Adventure and Camping. And normally we're talking about the fish report, but of course, with Dana War Sport Fishing closed, there's really no fish report from the guys, right?
That's right. But this report normally, you know, this time when we're always talking about that great fishing, and hopefully we'll hear from the surf report a little later on. Yeah, exactly. But this is when you always hear it, and that's always sponsored by Anza Knives. They're handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades, and you really need to check out that brand new Fish Pro Series knife from Anza Knives. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're really easy to sharpen. The Fish Pro Series are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting Check andsandknives.com for more details, or you can get the Fish Pro Series right now at Fisherman's Process.
Yeah, they'll be open from noon to 4 today, so go over there and buy some stuff and buy Anza Filet Knife.
Yeah.
And I might also add there, Anza Filet Knives, the website, andsandknives.com, has a great selection, and you can order online. I mean, you got things that you don't have a lot to do, so get a new knife. Yeah, and they build amazing
they
knives.
Really do.
Once you start using Anza Knives, it's like you can't go back.
Yep, no doubt about
for
it.
For sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it. Well, everybody's excited to talk to Ryan. Why don't we jump into the phones and talk to Hills, calling us from Ventura this morning. What's up, Hills? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think my wife and I and my daughter, we're perfect candidates for your service because, you know, to me, like, a vacation doesn't include white-knuckling my old heavy trailer all the way up to Mammoth, man.
Yeah.
It's, like, not vacation to me. But in any case, wanted to ask, you know, in the years past, we've been really tricky to get reservations. You know, there are a lot of people that are on it, man, as soon as it opens for 6 months, you know, and that are all swooped up. So that would be my question. Can you guys... Well, even you said there's places where even if it's all booked, you can find a place. And then for the paying the camp fee per night for the National Forest or whatever entity, can you guys take care of that and we pay you?
I wish we could do that. Unfortunately, the Forest Service frowns upon that. So we can't do that. We can guide you through and help you to, you know, kind of pick some spots. You know, summertime can certainly be tricky if you're coming up with your kids and they're out of school time and it's busy, you know, end of June, July, first part of August, you know, mid-August, can certainly be tricky in finding a reserve spot. But something to keep in mind, and this can still be, you know, a little bit tricky to find a space, but there's a lot of spaces that are not reservable. So you may be going on to one of the, you know, Reserve America or recreation.gov to book your campsite. You know, let's just use Convict Lake, for example. And, you know, it says, nope, there's nothing open. Well, there, many of the campgrounds will have what are called first come, first serve or walk up sites. And so even though you're still going to be competing with other folks and trying to get those, you can, you know, if you come up early in the day and, you know, you can generally find something. One of the things, and we turned Rick and Dallas onto, that they absolutely love is similar to the dispersed camping and kind of going out into more of the off-the-grid areas. The nice thing about those is a lot of those are free. There is no fee to pay.
Like, so the one you stayed at, Rick. Yeah.
Wow.
Ryan turned us on to, you know, to, like, that was what we were doing. We drove up 1 year real early, and it was exactly that. There was a lot of places that were full, but they said, you know, hey, it's one of those things where they can't tell you, you know, you should go here. Like, that's just part of what the Forest Service mandates. They can't, you know, they can't reserve it for you, that kind of thing. But they can certainly say, well, what are your interests? You would really like a place like this, and you would really like a place like that. So 1 year we picked out our trailer, and we drove up early, and we found, you know, it was a campground along Glass Creek, and it's a public land, which Dallas and I are, like, big public land people. Like, I'm really into that kind of thing. Like, that's our stuff anyways. There was no fee for the campground. I mean, it's all land that belongs to you, and it belongs to me, and it belongs to Pete. And
there's just no services. There are no hookups.
Yeah,
and, yeah.
But we stayed in an adventures and camping unit that provided all of those services for us, and we literally drove up there, and as soon as we went to several different campgrounds, we liked all of them, and we drove to one of the many that the girls recommended, and we're like, oh my God, this is us. And we just called and said, hey, we found a spot that's open. We're in, you know, whatever, we're in space 15. Bring it on. And, you know, a half hour later, here comes the trailer, and they set it up and they leveled and they did everything for us, and it was a first come, first serve spot, and we've never looked back. Like, that's become our favorite thing now.
Sounds very doable, Hills. It sounds like something you need to do for sure.
Oh yeah, no kidding, man. I like the one you were just talking about that Rick and Dallas like. That's my wife's style for sure. So, thank you so much for that info.
It would be up your alley, Hills.
Yeah, indeed. Glass Creek or the Dead Man Canyon area. I think you would love that.
Okay. And you
awesome.
You can email him or call him. Email him or call him, and they'll give you some advice and stuff like that. Yeah, go ahead.
On the reservations, do I need to make a reservation with Adventure and Camping as well? Do you guys, like, sort of book up for the entire, you know, no snow season?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So you'll want to go on our website. You can put as much or as little information as you want in the reservation request field. So if you're not really too sure what you want to do, you're just wanting to get some more information and get in touch with us, give us a call right now. Our office is open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., or you can submit a reservation request anytime, 24 hours a day. And when the girls are back in the office, they'll take the information that you plug in and you know, start working with you on putting together some sort of a camping package for you that works for you.
Okay, so I have a question, Ryan, with our unknown now, and I don't need to explain any further than that.
right.
If somebody makes a reservation and it doesn't happen, is it refundable?
Yeah, so we're understanding of what's going on right now. We're all going through this very strange time. And so absolutely, and I'm glad you brought that up, Pete, because as we start coming up here on opening of fishing, I'm sure some of your listeners are wondering what's going to happen for opening of fishing. And my short answer is we don't know. So to answer your question, you know, farther out when I think we're going to be able to operate, you know, in the summertime, we're just going to go off of our regular cancellation policy for now. The short-term stuff, opening to fishing, first couple weeks of May, kind of the unknown. If you have a reservation, even if it's if you have a reservation right now for the campgrounds, it's my understanding that the campgrounds are likely not going to open for April. That's what they're advertising right now. So we're still cautiously optimistic that we'll be able to operate, and even if the campgrounds don't open, we're hoping that, you know, for example, Crowley Lake, you know, those of you who camped for opener over Crowley know that you're camping right along the shoreline. We're still hoping for that, and Crowley's still hoping for that, and we're still hoping for some of the privately owned RV parks and campgrounds to open up. But kind of the long answer to your question, Pete, if you have reservations for opening the weekend or some other time that this isn't going to be affecting, we're going to be extremely flexible with our cancellation policy, and, you know, of course, offering rain checks if folks would, you know, cut like to say next year, adding some incentives to those, you know, moving your dates if you come later in the year, and, you know, up to and including a refund for folks that are coming for around opening weekend if that's what you need. So we understand the time right now. It's a strange time, and we also understand there's folks that have you know, lost their jobs because of this. So if this is affecting you, call our office and we're happy to work with you.
That's great. Great news. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the good questions, Hills. Thanks a lot for the call, Captain Art Taylor. We still have you.
I think Art.
Yes, sir.
Hey, good morning, Art. Hey, how are you?
Oh, we're doing fine. Celia and I are hanging out at home, and we're taking this stay-at-home policy pretty serious, just going out for a little exercise, going down, checking the boat every now and then, and we're still, you know, optimistic for this season. I wanted to report that on the way home from Cabo San Lucas last weekend, I brought the boat up, and just above Cedrus Island there, from about 15 miles above the island to about 50 miles above the island, there was steady fathom meter marks of 30 to 50 pound bluefin tuna. They were up jumping around for us, and the Spirit of Adventure was a day ahead of us, and he saw a bunch of bluefin tuna. There's just so much bluefin tuna around. It's really exciting, and I'm sure that when the gates open here, we're going to be ready to rock here in June, hopefully.
God, it's music to our ears, Art. That sounds great.
Yeah, we hopefully that'll happen, and so you're anticipating. I mean, from what you saw, is it more than what you saw last year, Art?
Well, just a couple interesting observations was just the area. You know, that's someplace that we haven't fished for bluefin tuna in the past. And, you know, it was 62-degree water, so it's kind of chilly, but that didn't seem to matter. And, you know, it just spread out over such a large area. You know, the prospects with all that fish that's outside San Quintin and Colonnette and everything, there's just so much bluefin tuna around that, you know, I just can't help but believe that we're going to have an exciting 2020 fishing season.
All right. We're ready for it. There's no doubt about it. And we're going to even be more than ready after what we're going through now. Hey, Art, I know your fishing season starts in June on the Searcher, right? You're going to be doing some maintenance between now and then, and you're ready to roll in June, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep. Yeah, we're hoping to be ready to rock by June 1st. With this interruption in our natural history season, we're going to have more time to make sure the boat's ready to go. And so we're hoping for June 1st. And if there's a bunch of fish around and a bunch of people that want to go, then we'll put the boat online there and do day-and-a-half trips or whatever, two-and-a-half-day trips, just to get started early. We're very hopeful for that.
Yeah, indeed. Well, if somebody wants to book a trip on the Searcher, now would be the time because you have spots. I mean, there's limited spots available through your fishing season that runs, I believe, through December, right?
Through November, yeah.
November.
The middle of November, yeah. Yeah, there's space available. You know, you can call Celia or Callie in the office, 619-226-2403, or go on the website and book online. And look for seminars that we got coming up here the latter part of May and June at Turner's Outdoorsman. We're going to be doing some seminars and some tackle tips, so check the website.
Yeah, and also you were doing an online tackle tip last week, right, Art?
Tackle Tip Thursday.
Yeah, we did a live deal on Instagram and Facebook that was really popular, and we're looking to do that again. Yeah, we just, you know, get your tackle ready for 2020, and so they can go on the website and check that out as well.
Yeah, so you'll have that all posted on searchersportfishing.com. I might add, too, that thank you to Art and Celia for donating our grand prize for our 2020 Ford, San Diego Ford Dealers Live Remote Broadcast. It's going to be an 8-day limited load trip in November on the Searcher, a spot on that trip, Art. That's going to be amazing. We sure are very grateful to you and Celia for donating that.
So cool.
Yeah, well, thank you for letting us participate. And, you know, we can't thank you guys enough for all you do for Searcher Sport Fishing and the industry. And we're just grateful to be associated.
Well, thanks, Art. Appreciate that very much. And we'll talk to you again real soon. Great news from Captain Art Taylor on the Searcher.
No doubt. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More with Ryan Doerr. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.